add thankfulness on top of faith. Luke chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. Today's Bible verses are from a book of Luke, chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. As Jesus continued on toward Jerusalem, he reached the border between Galilee and Samaria. As he entered a village there, 10 lepers stood at a distance, crying out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." He looked at them and said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed of their leprosy. One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back to Jesus, shouting, "Praise God!" He fell to the ground at Jesus' feet, thanking him for what he had done. This man was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other 9? Has no one returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" And Jesus said to the man, "Stand up and go. Your faith has healed you." This is a confession of Chrysostom, who was a father of the early church. He was jailed because he was telling gospel to people. He prayed to God in the jail like this: "Dear Lord, I know that you sent me here so that I can preach the gospel to the other prisoners here. Thank you, Lord, for sending me to do this." He preached the gospel without stopping. At the end, he was sentenced to death. Again, he prayed like this as well: "Lord, it has been said that the most glorious death is dying as a martyr. Thank you for letting me die as a martyr, even a person like me." At the end, Chrysostom got sent to the execution ground. But when he was about to get the death penalty, suddenly there was an order to stop that death penalty for him. Again, Chrysostom thanked God like this: "Lord, thank you for giving me more opportunities to commit myself to your work and your ministry." That's right. People say what they have in their minds. A person who is thankful says about what he or she is thankful for when this person opens mouth. A person who blames, whenever this person opens mouth, he or she says what he or she is not pleased about. Being grateful and giving thanks become a pathway of grace and blessings. Blaming and complaining become a pathway of unhappiness that the Satan's also comes in through. Firstly, grace is realizing that there are things to be thankful for. Faith does not finish off with believing, but on top of that faith, it is understanding that there are things for us to be thankful for. That is a true grace. As we celebrate our Thanksgiving Day, as we get closer to the end of the year, we look back on this year, and more than anything else, I hope that you'll restore thankfulness. Today's word is on the story of 10 healed people of leprosy. As Jesus continued on his journey toward Jerusalem, he reached the border between Galilee and Samaria. As he entered a village there, 10 lepers stood at a distance, crying out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." These days, there are not many lepers out there, as leprosy disease is nearly all gone now, but at that time, it was an extremely deadly disease. Leprosy disease is a skin disease. It starts within people, so people do not know whether they have this disease or not, and as this gets more serious, this shows off on the skin and the skin falls off by itself. Also, the senses of the nervous system become paralyzed, a person becomes immobile, cannot move, and because of this, deformation of the face, hands and feet happens. The bones also get twisted. On top of that, this disease gets spread out. It is a contagious one, and as a person gets diagnosed as a leper, this person needs to leave home. They need to say farewell to their loved ones, their family, and they need to be separated from their neighbors. So even though Jesus was passing by, they could not get closer to him, and from far distance, they called Jesus, pleading for him to have mercy on them. Jesus looked at them and said, "Go show yourselves to the priest," in verse 14. At that time, priests had power to make decisions. They could free people too. The lepers believed in the words of Jesus, and on their way to the priests, they got completely healed. The common thing that can be found in these people was that they all had faith. As a result, they believed in the words of the Lord, and as they made their way toward priests, all of the 10 people got completely cured. But only one out of these lepers came back to Jesus and thanked him. At that time, Jesus asked him, "Where are the other nine?" He looked for the rest of the lepers. Who are the nine that the Lord looked for? These are the people that forgot to give thanks to the Lord. They forgot to thank the Lord, even though He cured them, and these were the people that just returned their home without saying thanks. To some extent, it is understandable. They lived apart from everything, their family and friends, so they must be very pleased to have their healthy body again. So they must have been so thrilled, so that they would have wanted to go back to where they belonged, and they could not wait to show their recovered body to their loved ones as soon as possible. But they forgot about their priorities. They had faith, but they lacked one thing. They forgot to thank the Lord who cured them. It is what we are like, Christians of these days, that say that we live by faith, but we forget about grace, forget about giving thanks, and we go about our own ways quite often. The Lord was disappointed and looked for these people that forgot to give thanks to the Lord. On verse 18, Jesus asked, "Has no one returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" They had faith, but the problem was that they did not know about giving thanks. The more a person does not know about giving thanks, a person blames more and complains more. A couple adopted a child who lost his biological parents and registered this child onto their family register. This couple had provided education for this child and also helped this child to get married too. But this child has sued this couple, claiming to inherit him wills and inheritance. I saw this couple get very disappointed and upset. The more unaware a person is about giving thanks, a person lives without knowing grace. Dear my brothers and sisters in Christ that have lived in faith for the entire year this year, I hope that you add thankfulness on top of faith. This is a message that the Lord gives on this Thanksgiving Day. In today's passage, we get to understand two kinds of grace of God. Firstly, it is looking for the Lord in front of the problems. In verse 13 to 14, it says, crying out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." He looked at them and said, "Go show yourselves to the priests," and as they went, they were cleansed of their leprosy. When we look at verse 13, we get to know that all 10 lepers had faith. They called Jesus when Jesus walked by. The fact that they called on the name Jesus was the fact that they had faith. Jesus saw this scene and stopped there. The thing that made the Lord to stop walking was their faith. On verse 14, there is a word "show." It says, He looked at them and said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cleansed of their leprosy. It tells us that Jesus not only saw their problems but saw their faith. The Lord who saw their faith solved their problems when He told them to go and show their bodies to the priests. On their way to the priests, their problems were all solved. What was the thing that solved their problems? It was their faith. What is the most important thing in faith? It is believing that God will do it. Although they were lepers who could not get closer to the Lord, but they did not give up hope in their lives. They did not give up their lives and called on to the name of the Lord. That is faith. We sometimes get diseases, face failures, and get to be in agony. When these things come along into our lives, do not be disappointed. Do not give up, and I hope you will call upon the name of the Lord, like these lepers, with faith and by faith. As the Lord stopped walking when they called the Lord, we need to know that the Lord will stop from walking and He will have eyes on us when we call out to the Lord. At a place where He stopped walking, and where He had His eyes on, the problems got solved. The storms got calm, the sick people got cured, and the people who failed became restored. The Lord is Almighty. So many countless miracles have happened through the hands of the Lord. The demons too looked at the Lord and fled. Call upon the name of the Lord. When we call the Lord with faith, He stops from walking. It becomes our contact point with the Lord. Right at that moment, the problem was solved. A woman who was bleeding believed that she will be healed when she touches on the clothes that Jesus wore. When she reached her hands out, when her hands touched the clothes of Jesus, The bleeding disease that troubled her for 12 years God disappeared. Right at that moment, when the Lord and the faith met, right at the moment, when these two met at the point of contact, the Lord stopped walking. He said the power of the Lord was passed on to the person who touched his body. At that time, all the problems were solved. What is the key word that transcends all the history of God? That is faith. I encourage all of you to live by faith. Therefore, in everything you do, think by faith, say by faith, and behave, act by faith. That is a Christian way. Firstly, focus on faith. When we are apart from faith, we are unable to do anything. My life too, it does not happen as the way I intend and wish. When we encounter issues, look up to the Lord first of all, with faith. When we look at the wind, we get swayed, and we fall down. When we face the Lord, we can stay strong despite the blowing of the wind. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, where do we look at in our world that changes all the time? Facing the Lord is faith. Reverend Charles Spurgeon is a famous preacher that has been renowned for a long time in history. People say even these days, there is no preacher like Spurgeon. He had a time that he could not control his mind well, and wondered for a while at some point in his life. He got to this random church on Sunday, and the sermon was about trusting in the Lord. Trusting the Lord means facing the Lord, looking up to the Lord. The words in Isaiah chapter 40, verses 30-31 say, "Even youths will become weak and tired, and young men will fall in exhaustion. But those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint." Where are we facing now? Where are we looking up to? Are we looking at people? Are we looking at our circumstances? Look up to the Lord, who is shedding blood on the cross. At that very moment, these words pierced Spurgeon's heart. At that very moment, Spurgeon was transformed and became the most influential preacher that is renowned for all these time. That's right. Faith is, like 10 lepers, in front of problems, it is looking for the Lord, looking up to the Lord and facing the Lord with our hearts. I bless you all in the name of Jesus that each and every one of you will all sum up this year with faith, and finish this year off with faith, as we get closer to the end of the year. The other thing that we need to remember is that we should not forget giving thanks. In verses 15-17, it says, "One of them, when he saw that he was healed, came back to Jesus, shouting, 'Praise God!' He fell to the ground at Jesus' feet, thanking him for what he had done." This man was a Samaritan. Jesus asked, "Didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other 9? All 10 people were cured. But only one came back to the Lord and said thanks. At that time the Lord asked, "Didn't I heal 10 men? Where are the other 9? He looked for the rest of them that he healed. The 9 that the Lord looked for were the people that forgot to thank the Lord and that returned home. They had faith so their problems were solved, but they forgot about grace and forgot about giving thanks, and without thanksgiving, they returned home. The Lord looked for these people. The message of the Lord is to look for things to be thankful for, on top of faith. Faith does not finish with faith. We need to add thanksgiving. The 9 had faith but did not thank the Lord. We need to restore thanksgiving. Then what do we need to be thankful for? Firstly, we need to be thankful for the fact that we have been saved. People of Israel put the blood of lamb on the doorway in Egypt to commemorate the saving grace in Passover. We need to thank the Lord because he allowed us to be children of God through the saving grace by the blood of Jesus. The history of Thanksgiving Day has begun from thanksgiving for the saving grace and confessing of the thankfulness for it. On the 20th of November 1620, 102 people got onto the ship named Mayflower. They sought to get freedom of faith and arrived on the land that is now called as America. A number of people who got on board on Mayflower ship with them have lost their lives on their way. The rest of people who made to America cultivated the land with seeds that got given by the Indians. They had a Thanksgiving worship service in tears with the harvests that they got for the first time beside the graveyard of the people that have lost their lives on their way to America. That's how a Thanksgiving Day has started. These people gave thanks for the saving grace and for the ability to enjoy freedom in having faith. What is bigger than giving thanks for the saving grace and the fact that we are the children of God? On this Thanksgiving Day, I hope that there would be a confession of expressing thankfulness for the saving grace more than anything else. Give thanks that we were able to live so far, too. I think about this all the time and I often give thanks to God for it. Life started with nothing, so I feel that there are a lot of things to be thankful for everything and for anything. When we put a point of comparison of our mind onto a number zero, we get to be thankful for a piece of clothing that we are wearing at the moment, and we get to be thankful for a bowl of rice that we get given. If we go to a hospital, there are so many patients. Compared to all these many people, I have health, so I sometimes that this is a miracle, and when I think of it, I become thankful again. Some patients have cords on their noses for breathing and they mourn. Some people have oxygen inhalers for them to inhale oxygen and to extend their lives. Also, some people live lives like terminally ill patients and they suffer a lot. After I pray with them and for them and come out of the hospital, I often think it is a miracle that I am like this. Dear my brothers and sisters in Christ, compared to dead people, the fact that we are still alive is more than enough reason to be thankful to God. All day and night, even if we give praise and worship to God and say thanks to God, that would not be sufficient still. So David in Psalms chapter 50, verse 23, said, "Giving thanks is a sacrifice that truly honors God. If you keep to His path, He will reveal to us the salvation of God." In other words, a person who gives worship to God with thanksgiving pleases God. Also, it is giving thanks for the days that will come in the future. The time that we have left to live is the time that only God knows. There is no one that knows about the future of them. No one knows what will happen an hour later, no, a few minutes later even. The Sungsu Bridge in Seoul was collapsed in the morning, on the way for most of people to get to work. If anyone knew that this bridge will collapse at that time, who would have traveled across that bridge? Our future lies ahead according to the time of God, that only God knows about. God has planned our future days ahead of us already. For Abraham, God has already prepared the lamb for him. When the new lives are being born on this land, God has already planned our future days ahead of us. In Psalms, he said, that in mothers' wombs, God has already planned me well ahead. In Psalms chapter 71, verse 6, it says, "Yes, you have been with me from birth, from my mother's womb you have cared for me. No wonder I'm always praising you." Dear my brothers and sisters in Christ, live by faith and live by giving thanks. The Lord was upset for the fact that the 9 lepers did not thank him and looked for these people that forgot about giving thanks. In verse 18, he asked, "Has no one returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?" Thanksgiving is giving glory to God. Also, he has guaranteed to look after the people who gave him thanks. In verse 19, Jesus said to the man, "Stand up and go. Your faith has healed you." It is a guarantee that the Lord will look after the rest and the Lord will take responsibility. And he gave compliments saying that your faith has healed you. By faith the disease was healed, and we can see that God has blessed us. When we added thankfulness on top of faith, he has guaranteed that he will take responsibility of us. I pray and bless all of you in the name of Jesus, that you will add thankfulness on top of faith, as you account for the year end, as you look back on the past. Confess that it was God that has blessed our lives, and that it was God that has enriched our lives with His goodness. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.